In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Christ is in our midst.
He is in our shadow.
Today, as I'm sure you're well aware, we remember the 10-year anniversary of the terrorist attacks of September 11th. I'm sure, if you're like me, you've been overtaken by the media hype in these last weeks as we approach the anniversary. Though I understand the importance of the day and the hype that is accompanying it, we must always recognize emotional hype can only take us so far. One of the slogans that emerged from 9/11 is the slogan, "United We Stand." And for the time immediately following the attacks, we did unite together. We set aside our petty differences, and we held on to the things that we held in common with one another. Crime statistics around the country went to an all-time low during the days that followed. But here we are 10 years later, and I have to ask the question, are we really more united today than we were 10 years ago? I think it's pretty apparent that the last few years in the political arena, we are anything but united. It's become very volatile. Negotiation has become a forgotten skill, and even the things that we supposedly hold in common have been set aside and have become sources of disagreement. Another slogan that emerged was, "Never forget." It's important to remember events that shape us, that impact us, that define us. Remembering events helps us to frame our priorities and our values. Remembering events, especially tragic ones, helps us to remember the things that we truly take for granted in our lives. Some events are certainly more important to remember than others. See, in the end, I think emotional hype and clever slogans can only take us so far. The modern world is far more complicated than a clever slogan can encapsulate and address. And emotional hype eventually wears down and we go back to normal and feel the same emotions that we felt before. And in the end, we have to face the reality that we are broken and sinful human beings. And we need more than a clever slogan and more than just emotional hype to get us to real change and to the place that we need to be. We need the medicine of spiritual life. We need to have our souls truly be healed. This is the only hope that we have for our lives, and this is the only hope for our world. Certainly, we have an event that takes place this week that, as Orthodox Christians, we look to as one of the central events in our lives, because we celebrate on Wednesday this week the Feast of the Elevation of the Cross. And this is clearly something we should never forget. We must ever remember this saving event. It should be fixed in our minds. We should never forget, because this single event is our spiritual remedy. It is truly the hope for the world. Certainly from our perspective as Orthodox Christians, nothing could be more important than remembering the crucifixion of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For us, this event is the single most important event of human history. And thus it is that the cross of Christ is emphasized again and again and again. The cross has multiple calendar days that are dedicated to its remembrance. Two of the days of the week are dedicated to the cross. It enters into our design of church buildings. It enters into our design of jewelry as we wear a cross upon our neck. It enters into our actions as we make the sign of the cross. We ever remember the cross of Christ because the cross is our salvation. We ever remember because the cross is our hope. We ever remember because the cross is our victory. We ever remember because the cross is our strength. We ever remember because the cross is our very life. On the cross of Christ, the sins of the world were taken to Christ's grave with him. On the cross of Christ, the powers of darkness were defeated and humiliated. On the cross of Christ, death received its death blow. On the cross of Christ, the way to eternal life was opened to all who believe. Through the cross, Christ brought salvation to the human race. Through the cross, our sins are forgiven. Through the cross, mankind is once again united to God. Through the cross, the gap that existed between heaven and earth is bridged. Through the cross comes joy to all the world. Through the cross, the way of resurrection life is bestowed upon us all. The gospel text from the Gospel of John today reminds us how Christ descended from heaven. How God the Son willingly became one of us. He assumed our full human nature. He took our humanity, receiving humanity from his mother Mary. And after willingly sacrificing his humanity, sacrificing his flesh and blood on the cross, Having completed everything for our salvation, he then ascended back into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God the Father. The gospel text today also reminds us of the motivation of such a heroic act. Christ did it out of love, out of pure, genuine love. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Christ, as God, loved the world so much that he gave his very life. Christ came into this world because of love in order to save us. He didn't come for himself. He came for our sakes because he loves us and he desires to save us, not condemn us. And this is what we must ever remember, this saving reality, the cross of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We must always remember that Christ died in order that we might live. We must always remember that Christ descended to earth in order to bring us to heaven. We must always remember that Christ took our sin that we might know his righteousness. We must always remember that Christ identified completely with us in our broken humanity in order that he might restore the image and likeness of God in us. Christ descended from heaven and was lifted up on the cross in order to save us. And we must believe in him. We must put our faith in him. We must put our trust in him. We must give our lives to him. We must live our lives for him. Christ willingly died for us on the cross, and we must willingly live for him. Christ sacrificed himself for us, and we must become living sacrifices for him. Truly, the slogans that came out are true slogans. United we stand is a true slogan that we can live by. There's truth in that. And certainly, never forget is a slogan that we should never forget what happened 10 years ago. We should never forget that life is precious. We should never forget that it is not to be wasted. We should never forget to make the most of the time that we have in our lives, to make the most of the time with the loved ones that are in our lives. But most of all, above all, we must remember the cross of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We must never forget what Christ has done for us. We must ever remember the importance of the cross and exalt it in our midst and in our lives. Not with emotional hype, not with a clever new slogan. We need to remember by giving the cross its rightful place in our lives. We ever remember by keeping our focus upon what Christ has done for us, for the salvation of the world. So let us ever remember by lifting Christ high above everything else in our lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.